Well, good afternoon. I hope you're having as expressively beautiful and casual and enjoyable an afternoon as I am. And of course, if you are cider tasting yourself, you will be. And now I'm on to the next cider, which is Fatcher's Juicy Apple Cider. And it's described as being apple-y and sweet, 4%. Okay. And I really like. The look of the thing. It's a sort of rather idyllic sky blue with these red gold apples and leaves and family cider makers. It gives you a sort of rosy glow, doesn't it, before you even set and go, you know. And so I'm just having a look on the can. So it's super small print and almost impossible to read. Let me just put it right by the light and see if I can read it. Weston's Juicy Apple Cider is a mouth-watering, crisp, juicy apple cider with sweetness bursting through and fresh apple aroma, delicious blend of sun-drenched dessert apples. At our family farm, where we are something or other, renewable electricity. Best served chilled, gluten-free, contains sulfites. It doesn't really say anything, does it? And it's almost impossible to read. It's tiny print in white on a red background. Anyway, so what we can get from this particularly is it's made from dessert apples, and it is going on about family cider makers and our farm, you know, and all that sort of thing. So if we take them at face value, the provenance seems to be perfectly acceptable. Purified by sunshine, Myrtle Farm, Somerset. I mean, you get the impression they have a farm called Myrtle Farm in Somerset, but I have a suspicion that it's all really just a big factory conglomerate in the back end of Bristol. But that's me being cynical, you know, because I am, you know. I mean, I worked for many years in the Birmingham area, and I've several times went to Cadbury's chocolate factory, so I always think these people just run factories basically. But anyway, it's all very beautiful, and the A of Fatcher's has an apple with a leaf, you know. It's I mean, a lot of thought has been put into the packaging, and it's definitely, from my point of view, going to get a 6, okay, because I don't have any evidence at present to the contrary. But one day I'll go down there and see if I can find this so-called Myrtle Farm, of which I'm somewhat cynical. Right, so let's get pouring, and then we can have a look at the look of the cider as opposed to the look of the cider can. So I've decided to have a rather chubby wine glass for this one, okay, because I just think it's quite sort of champagne-esque. Very pale pear, sort of platinum silver almost, very frothy top, absolutely. Well, I'm just going to try and get a quick photo, but I don't think I'll get it in time of the frothy waffiness. Let's see if I can do that. Almost impossible to find a place today where the light is setting it off to a good advantage, but there we are. It's probably about the best I can get. You can see it for yourself if you buy some. Right, so without further ado, beautiful can and all that, the gold top and everything. I do think their cans are splendid and they're nice and cheap. Look of the cider, absolutely 6 out of 6. I mean, it, you know, it's perfect. It's that beautiful, very pale, almost like a pale lemon sort of colour, and the frothiness is just mesmerically magical. And the bubbles are superb. And I mean, it's not quite the right colour, but it could be a Prosecco or something like that, you know. It certainly could be. I mean, it could be a sparkling Chardonnay. And of course, the most pure representation of sparkling Chardonnay is in fact champagne, but there you go. So the look of the cider then is definitely a 6. The nose, I like and I dislike the nose. It's a very light, slightly cloying, slightly sweet dessert apple nose. But it is very subtle. I'm going to give that one a 4. It's all right, but it's not massive. It's a bit too subtle, you know. Apple taste. I mean, it's called juicy apple cider, so you'd expect there to be something in the way of an apple taste. It's very sweet. It does say apple and sweet. Some people like sweet cider. It does feel like sort of crunching into a golden delicious. I think that's pretty apple-y. It's a tiny bit sickly sweet, so I'm not sure whether to give it 4 or 5, to be honest. So I'm going to give it 4.5, okay. I mean, there's so many expressions of apples, and it depends what type of apple person you are as to whether you'd find that pleasing or a little bit cloying and almost artificial. Okay, but we're hoping that it's not one of these apple concentrate things. Anyway, extra taste. Let's have a think. I wouldn't say there's much extra taste. It's more to do with the texture and the kind of glow that you get when you're drinking it. I wouldn't say it's not big on taste. It is pretty big taste. But it's not a traditional cider taste, right? It's really a pretty newfangled product coming out of dessert apples. And I don't know how long people have been making cider out of dessert apples, but to my mind, the whole concept of making a cider out of a dessert apple is kind of a fail, but it's not as much of a fail as making one from apple concentrate. I'm going to give it 1.5 for extra taste, just to bring the marks up a bit there. Clean palate. Yeah, it does definitely have a clean palate, but at the same time, there is just a little bit of lingering sweetness, I think. So I'm going to give that a 5. Bubbles, they're very, very nice. They're not like the best ever, though. So they're a bit random, just coming up a bit. I mean, you know, what I'll have to do is to put a Prosecco into this exact self-same glass at some point and, you know, compare the bubbles. But I think it's worth a 4 for bubbles, but it was that original froth was very, very nice. I mean, that was something extra. So I think maybe a 5, okay? Because, you know, let's give it a 5. Feel-good factor. Now, that's the worst one, isn't it, feel-good factor? Because it depends. It depends what your mood is. And, you know, I'm trying to be pretty objective, as in not feel good factor for me, how good do I feel, but just generally over cider drinkers, is it a feel good factor? And then you have to wonder what cider drinkers are, you know. I think probably the entire, from the colour of it to the design of the can, is a definite not feel good factor at all for a aficionado of traditional oak matured, really hearty, you know, big crunchy apple and a shallot and the vintage mature cheddar. the feel good factor is like zero. I mean, they'd rather drink lemonade. But if you go to the sort of baby sham end of the spectrum of cider drinkers, baby sham being a perry, and a perry is a pear cider, then they're going to find it delightful. So I think the feel good factor, therefore, can be free about midway, you know. And would it be good with cheese? Well, of course, it depends what sort of cheese, you know. I think it would be excellent with Primula and a supermarket-owned, you know, soft spreading cheese. Possibly it would go well with those little Baby Bell cheeses, you know. And those spready cheeses that used to come in foil triangles. Do you remember those? That'd be quite good with that. Those on really limp white bread with tomatoes. Excellent. You could object to me, but I have to say it's a real girly cider, right? It's not a hairy chest bloke cider. I mean, that's, if you want to call me patronising, chauvinist and sexist, you know, that's fine. Go ahead. So good with cheese. I mean, it's not like it's going to be bad with cheese if it's a soft cheese that doesn't have any flavours. So I think one. Yeah, I think one. So let's add those up. 6 + 6 + 4 = 16 + 4.5 + 1.5 = 22 + 5 + 5 = 32 + 3 + 1 = 32 = 36. That's 36. So that's actually scored fairly highly, considering it's, you know, a very much on the limp end of designer girly ciders, in my opinion. OK, and my opinion matters here because I'm the arbiter. Right. So that was 16, 22, 32, 36. Yeah, and that's done pretty well. Because, you know, the Cornish Orchard's vintage at 7.2%, which was a very impressive cider, actually, only, if you like, scored 38. And that's partly because the nose only caught one. So when you consider that was, or it seemed to be an oak matured, you know, hefty cider, I'm surprised the nose only got one. And the nose on this one got four. Quite, it's really, really weird. I mean, I think, you know, it's working okay. You know, the thing about this one is I feel quite sort of neutral about it. It's definitely a cider for when you're feeling extremely hot and bothered. You know, you've just had anguish today at work. Your feet hurt. Just before you splosh the foot bath, you just want a quick, you know, fridge door cider to take the pain. Do you know what I mean? Before cutting the pork pie, the mature cheddar, the apple, the shallot, the tomatoes, the cucumber, the celery, grapes maybe, and anything else that you've got with it, and going for the hairy chest manly oat matured ciders. But I do accept that everyone has a different sort of flavor profile threshold for cider, if you like. And you know, this one's definitely on the complete opposite end of a Henry Weston's mature original vintage 8.2%. Well, it's only 4%, so you could say it's less than half the cider, really. But it's very, very nice. Would I buy it again? I'd probably buy four at the beginning of the summer and lots of other ciders, and then if I just felt really girly. You know, it would be brilliant with a nice little bit of vanilla soft scoop ice cream. It really would. Yeah, no, it would take the pressure off. It's sort of like a Sauvignon Blanc, you know. But it doesn't have much flavour. And its looks, quite frankly, are a bit insipid. There's almost a lime green, you know. And I like the can. But the cider itself doesn't massively please me. So I don't think I want to say anything more about that one. But it did get 36, so it's not at the bottom of the heap, you know. It's right in there in the middle.